I departed, obeying his directions. "Enough!" he called out in a few minutes. "You play a little, I see, like any other English schoolgirl. Perhaps rather better than some, but not well." I closed the piano and returned. Mr. Rochester continued, "Adele showed me some sketches this morning which she said were yours. I don't know whether they were entirely of your doing. Probably a master aided you." "No, indeed," I interjected. "Ah, that pricks pride. Well, fetch me your portfolio, if you can vouch for its contents being original. But don't pass your word unless you're certain. I can recognize patchwork."
"Then I will say nothing, and you shall judge for yourself, sir."
I brought the portfolio from the library. "Approach the table," said he, and I wheeled it to his couch. Adele and Mrs. Fairfax drew near to see the pictures. "No crowding," said Mr. Rochester. "Take the drawings from my hand as I finish with them, but don't push your faces up to mine." He deliberately scrutinized each sketch and painting. Three he laid aside. The others, when he had examined them, he swept from him. "Take them off to the other table, Mrs. Fairfax," said he, "and look at them with Adele. You," glancing at me, "resume your seat and answer my questions. I perceive those pictures were done by one hand. Was that hand yours?"
"Yes."
"And when did you find time to do them? They've taken much time and some thought."
"I did them in the last two vacations I spent at Lowood, when I had no other occupation."
"Where did you get your copies?"
"Out of my head."
"That head I see now on your shoulders?"
"Yes, sir."
"Has it other furniture of the same kind within?"
"I should think it may have. I should hope better."